This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
قد أفلح من تزكى
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما وعملا يا كريم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته All praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His assistance, and we seek His guidance. And we seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of our souls and the adverse consequences of our deeds. Whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees guidance upon, then none can misguide him. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees misguidance upon, then none can guide him. And peace and salutations be upon the final messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship besides one Allah and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, my dear mothers and fathers, welcome to our episode that teaches us about purification of the soul. In our last episode, we continued with that started in previous episodes, and that was the discussion pertaining to the principles or those principles that we can use to bring about tazkiyah in our life, irrespective of our circumstance or situation. Alhamdulillah, we have reached principle number 7. And just to remind one and all, principle number 6 was about إغلاق المنافذ, or closing the doors to all that causes retrogression in our life, and closing the doors to all that which causes negativity to affect our lives or causes us to become negatively affected. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. The 7th principle with regards to tazkiyah refers to remembering the effacer of all desires, and that is death. This is from the principle, or from the principles rather, of a tazkiyah, to remember the effacer of desires, that which kills all desires, and that is death. That is death. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in His book, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ, that be fearful of the day that you will return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in His book, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا, that O you who believe, protect yourselves and your families from the hellfire. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who believe, be God conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and be conscious of the nafs. And we're talking about purification of the nafs, purification of the self, that let the self be conscious of that which it is putting forward to tomorrow, or for tomorrow, which is our time after death and our standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to say, Wattaqullah, be God conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So from the principles of a tazkiyah is to remember death and remember our standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This helps in getting rid of the evil that exists in our life, or our inclination to evil. So it gets rid of that inclination, because a person who's falling into sin, if they remember death, then indeed they will, inshallah, stay away from doing that. And had they engaged in that sin, then surely they would have polluted themselves and wiped out the progress in terms of their purification. So if they remember death, and by that Allah protects them from falling into the sin, then alhamdulillah, as we've discussed in our earlier episodes, leaving sin is from the process of purifying the self. So our scholars teach us, rahmatullahi alayhim, that from the principles of a tazkiyah, and this is principle number 7, is remembering death and remembering one standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Make our graves a garden from the gardens of Jannah. And may Allah grant us our book of deeds in our right hands when we stand in front of Him on the day of Qiyamah. Indeed, Allah is the most merciful, and indeed the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is greater to us than our deeds. Indeed, we are weak. Indeed, we are prone to error. And indeed, we have many errors. And indeed, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is vast. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower upon us His mercy. Ameen. So in terms of these principles, or from the principles, is remembering death. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, or has taught us in the sunnah, and he said, أَكْثِرُ ذِكْرَ هَادِمِ اللَّذَّاتِ, that increase the remembrance of the effacer, the destroyer of all desires. And he meant by that death. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is actually encouraging us to remember death. Brothers and sisters, a purified self remembers death. I mean, ask yourself, how many times do you remember death in your day? And I must ask myself this question, and those behind the camera as well need to ask themselves this particular question. We all need to ask ourselves this question: how many times do we remember death? Do we remember death only when a person passes away? When news comes to us of a person passing away, how do we know, you know, the proximity of the angel of death to us? You know, we could be next. Allahul Musta'an, Allah is enough for us, right? Nobody was born with a timer. Nobody was born with a timer, right? So we must remember death. And in doing so, we follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for he told us to increase remembering that which kills all desires. And that's when people tell me that, you know, Shaykh, I'm falling into sin more frequently, I'm retrogressing at a quicker pace. I say to them, well, how much do you remember death? And 10 times out of 10, the answer to that question is zero. 10 times out of 10, the answer to that question is zero. And when they start remembering death, just that particular practice, so many matters of disobedience become non-existent in their life just by remembering death. Subhana rabbil a'la. Yes, sometimes the sin overpowers us and we fall into sin. But a lot of the time, there's sins that we definitely have a power over, and it's in our life only because we just don't have our priorities right, and we forget, we enter this form of ghafla, this form of heedlessness. You know, we know we're going to pass away, we know there's a grave, we know there's a standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but then what happens is we end up behaving as if we don't know. We enter the state of oblivion, and this is the work of shaitan, and he promised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he will do this. So from the matters of tazkiyah, my dear brothers and sisters, my dear mothers and fathers, is to remember death. Remember death. Remember it with the waking of every day, and remember it with the sleeping of every night, and remember it during your day. Remember that what you're doing now could be the last thing. Ask yourself that if the angel of death visited me now and I passed away upon that which I am upon, would I be proud of this? Would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be happy with this? By Allah, this helps. And yes, it must help, because it was taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And as we've said earlier, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the king of tazkiyah, and this was his way sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When he would stand the night for so long, till his feet would swell, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and his wife would say, O Prophet of Allah, Allah has forgiven your past sins, Allah has forgiven your future, you know, mashallah, you worshipped Allah, but to this extent, where, you know, your feet have swelled up. And he would say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَفَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا, should I not be a thankful slave? Allahu Akbar. And a person who remembers death often remembers the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon them. I think today you might or you will agree with me that we complain a lot about things. We complain about the weather, we complain about the cost of living, we complain about our financial standing, our material well-being. We've just become those type of people. And if we only remember death, we would really purify ourselves in terms of even our outlook. Our outlook would become better, and we would see the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala around us. We would see the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala around us, and that would help us worship Allah better in praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thanking Him and so on and so forth, which again is conducive for the purity of oneself. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Ameen. The next principle, and this is principle number 8. And this principle teaches us that from the principles of tazkiyah is never to be amazed with yourself. Never to be amazed with yourself. You know, in colloquial English, if I may, we might call it bigging oneself up, right? So never have this ta'ajjub. In the Arabic, our scholars say, at-ta'ajjub, this self-amazement where you feel you're better than others. You feel you've achieved. This goes totally against tazkiyah. In fact, this takes your purified self and dips it in the ocean of impurity to feel better than the next person, to feel like you've reached a level of spirituality, right? And now you can relax. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. So this next principle from the principles of tazkiyah, principle number 8, tells us that from the principles of tazkiyah, or to become purified, remove at-ta'ajjub or self-amazement from your life. Brothers and sisters, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with guidance, you know, we might start showing the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on our face with a smile, with a beard, for example. We might show the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our dressing with hijab and niqab and so on and so forth. We might, you know, be basking in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that we are punctual with our salah and we are upon our salah, and some others maybe even in the masjid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all and accept from us. Ameen. This doesn't mean that we should start feeling that we're better than the person who might not have a beard on his face, or better than the sister who might not observe the hijab, and so on and so forth. This is very important, my dear brothers and sisters. Sometimes we beat shaytan in so many avenues, and we get to a state which is considered a state rich in purity. We love following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But as I said, shaitan will never give up. So we beat him and we get to a certain stage, and then he beats us. He gives us, you know, you might want to call it an upper hook or an upper cut or something, right? And he causes us to retrogress beyond our expectations. How? By making us feel superior. By making us feel superior. So never let your guard down, my dear brothers and sisters. Never let your guard down. Remember this 8th principle. Self-amazement has no place in the life of a believer. At-ta'ajjub, or self-amazement and the self-glorification, eats away the soul and pollutes it in a magnanimous way. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. Ameen. So the 8th principle is at-ta'ajjub, or rather staying away from it, removing it from your life. There is no place for it. The worst thing a person can do is feel that they've reached. They say, well, I've worshipped Allah so much, I've reached. This is the worst thing you can do, where you start feeling better than the rest. You start feeling like a saint. Allahul Musta'an, right? Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows whose acts of worship have been accepted. Your job and my job is to continue striving. I'll leave you to ponder over these points, and we'll take a short break, inshaAllah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.